Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Last week, It's a Material World contributor Jennifer Fields introduced us to Tom Duffy, a McFarland man who, when faced with life-threatening illness, chose to connect with childhood memories rather than lament his troubles. He bought a farm, a couple of draft horses, and all the appropriate tools, and used these objects to embark on a journey to find his inner cowboy. Except he found he needed some good harnesses. And that's where Fields, who studies the relationship between people and their things, joined Duffy to meet another cowboy, a true horseman.
Tom Duffy is fairly new to owning horses, and he needs a few things, like harnesses. So we're off to meet Richard Savatsky, a harness maker just outside Waterloo. Duffy says he's not only a skilled craftsman, he's also his mentor.
Two things that Dick taught me the first time I met him. I brought these old harnesses in that my horse is broke, and he taught me what the pieces are. And he told me, you got to teach your horses whoa. They need to know what stop is. And I said, we also need a voice like Dick's. Those horses, when he talks, we all turn around and look. All the horses, every guy helping.
We're standing in Savatsky's shop, sure, surrounded by machines that look like they were made well before any of us were born. Savatsky grew up on a farm and spent most of his life working with huge draft horses called Belgians. He also built fancy wagons for the Circus Wheel Museum in Baraboo and drove teams of draft horses in their parades. He says an ad in a local farm trade paper got him off the farm and into harness making.
I've been doing it since I'm retired. I'm 86 years old now, and I started when I was 62, or before that, 58.
Savatsky says being surrounded by workhorses all of his life, he learned early on how to repair their harnesses, and that made making them easy, especially with some of the minor adjustments Savatsky's made to the machines he needs to make them. The creasing machine looks like an old wringer washer, but instead of a hand crank, Savatsky attached a drill. Yep, an electric drill.
There was a crank on it, and I don't like the idea of cranking that. I didn't. I put the drill on it. Squeeze it. That thing saves a lot of labor, and that thing turns hard.
His sewing machine is made from iron. It's heavy, black, and goes by the name Union Lock when it behaves. Savatsky has another name for it when it doesn't.
There was a lot of these machines all over. Everybody, every harness shop had one or two of them. And when I got it, that's been my biggest problem. It's a temperamental machine. A little religion I got, it almost wrecked that a couple times.
Savatsky says he can't stand sitting still and spends up to 8 hours in his shop working on a daily. He says his mind sometimes wanders when he's working, reaching what material culture folks like me call a transformative state or flow.
Well, I tell you what, all depends on the subject that's coming up. Well, my mind, sure, you keep your mind on your work and what you're doing, but I got a kind of an evil old mind once in a while, so it's all depends on who I'm thinking about or whatever.
Savatsky's harnesses are designed to give the driver complete control over the horses, like a steering system in a car. But they're not plain black leather made just for working. They are shiny, beautiful showstoppers. He calls them handsome. I call them pretty. Their main function is to get the job done with no injuries to the animals or the person driving. So I had to ask, why all the bling?
Why do women need a wedding dress to go to their wedding? I could go with a pair of overalls. The same thing with these here. If you're going to go out in the bright lights, you want to look dressed up, don't you? We're horse people. We like to see them all dressed up, hooked to these wagons, fancy wagons and that. So it looks nice for the crowd.
Savatsky is one of only a handful of harness makers in the country. It's a skill that, for some, commands a high price. He says there's a man in Ohio who sells his harnesses for nearly as much as I paid for my condo. Not Savatsky. He's a man from a generation where you speak plainly, stand your ground, and if somebody needs your help, you help them.
I'm a Polack. I come up on the lower end in school. I was a Red F student, and I never got up in the ruts that far, I guess. I haven't got anything against a rich man or a poor man, but I like to be on an even keel with everybody. And that's the way I think it should be. And I say I've helped a lot of people that would have never bought a harness.
He points to Duffy.
I made more people like him happy because they could afford me.
Zavatsky realizes he can't do this forever. And when he hangs up his hat, he hopes his son will pick up the trade.
He says he's going to learn, but he never comes here to help build harness. Now, he said a while ago, he said, I got to come out there and build a harness pretty soon. He's going to get this when I'm gone. When I'm out of here, it's going to go by him.
For now, Zavatsky is still working. He says even at the age of 87, he can still drive a team of horses, build the wagons, and make the harnesses he needs to steer them. All this, and it ain't even 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Jennifer Fields studies material culture at UW-Madison and is the curator of It's a Material World. That project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts. Fields and Tom Duffy of McFarland introduced us to Richard Zavatsky, a harness maker just outside Waterloo, which was part two of our story. If you missed part one, it's available on the website, wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for making us a part of your afternoon. Lake Effect Weekend comes your way every Saturday and Sunday from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. And of course, you can hear our weekday version of the show at 10 in the morning. It's all on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned now for Weekend All Things Considered. It's coming right up.